My name is Nick Pop. I'm the high school shop teacher here in Petersburg. The machine that we're working with right now, it's called a CNC router. CNC stands for computer numeric controlled. Basically, it's a computer controlled, really precise, industrial grade machine. The brand, it's called AXYZ or AXI. It comes out of Canada. We were able to get this really nice piece of equipment thanks to a Forest Service grant. They paid for the machine, a new table saw, and a new planer. The agreement is they gave us the equipment, they gave us a grant for the machinery, and eventually we're going to make hopefully a bunch of Forest Service signs for the Forest Service.
I'm Kelly Bieber. I'm in Woods. This is a new machine to us, so we're just all kind of learning how to use it. It's not completely figured out yet, but we've made a lot of cool projects with it.
Describe what it is. What does it do?
You can carve images into wood, into aluminum. We have a piece of aluminum right here. You can make designs, 3D images.
Has it been tough to learn this?
A little bit. Mainly the computer software was the hardest part to understand, but
the design software.
Yeah. But after you get it programmed into the router, it's fairly simple.
My name is PK. I'm in grade 11 right now, and I'm working on the signs for the new Petersburg, Alaska signs, and just been working on it on the computer. We have a terrible program right now, but I've been working on it for a couple months, and it's just been a lot of troubleshooting because there's a lot of overlapping lines and stuff just because of the program is... I don't know, it's just a hard program to use, but now we just are trying out this new program, and all we do is we put the image in, and it traces over it, and it's all done. You don't have to correct anything, so...
So basically, you're doing this design on the computer, and this is the design that's going to go into the machine.
Yeah, we just take the image, and we put it in the program, and once we get in the program... with the new program, we just put it in, and it should be ready to go.
So we're going to set up a demonstration here where you're going to put serial numbers for a skiff that you're making.
The Coast Guard has a coding system. When you build a skiff, as we do here in the shop, they have a real specific coding system. It's called a hull identification number, or a HIN. What we're going to do here is we're just going to engrave our HIN number on this plate of aluminum here. And then these HIN numbers, one will be welded onto the skiff in a visible area, and the other HIN number actually goes in kind of a secret hidden location. It's basically if a skiff ever, you know, gets sunk or lost or stolen, it's just a way of the Coast Guard and authorities and people just to keep track of just hull numbers.
Hence the hidden identification number moniker.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, go for it. I'll watch here.
So you can mount down whatever object you're going to be routering your image or words on, so you know it doesn't shift. Because, I mean, you know, this is spinning extremely fast, the router piece, so.
So he's using a screwdriver to put it down on the onto the table there.
Yeah, just make sure everything's secure. And, of course, you know, wear your safety goggles or glasses.
Hey, Kelly, so if you want to set the origin, set it somewhere right here, do an F10, okay. And then choose, it's called the PEX file. Job number.
Basically, you're feeding a computerized design into this. You're not actually moving it yourself. You have a design you've already put in there?
Well, you can make your designs on the computer. You program it into this machine, and you can find your design in the folder.
So I see you're being careful in setting the origin of where the router is going
to
start.
Yeah, when you have a specific origin, you need to get it in the exact place. I mean, this piece of aluminum is pretty big, so the origin is not as important, but when you have a very specific piece you're making, you need to be very exact on where your origin is. So now that I have found my origin, make a function 10, and that just sets it. So we'll return to that spot when you're going to make your piece.
So here it's just been like maybe a couple minutes, or not even, and it's almost done?
Oh, yeah. This is a fairly simple project. Words usually do not take a long time, letters. But more complex images, like my Alaska symbol, took about probably about 25, 30 minutes. And, I mean, it was a couple inches high, so. The machine will turn off or stop by itself.
What, so once it's done, the machine just stops, huh?
Yeah. Because of the file you already programmed in, it knows exactly where to go. All you have to do is set your origin, and then it knows where to go and does everything by itself from there.